Summer of hope and caution, says the Irish Examiner. Summer of freedom as Ireland unlocked, says the Irish Independent. And hope is returning as reopening set to begin, is the banner headline on the front of the Irish Times. The plan to unlock is front page news across the papers, and inside are pages of detail, reaction and analysis to yesterday's announcement from Taoiseach Micheál Martin on the steps of government buildings. As Miriam Lord describes on page 3 of the Irish Times, Micheál Martin appeared at the summit of the Stairway of Gloom in front of the serious stained glass, framed by two flags and a couple of houseplants, but this time he was the light at the end of the tunnel. Hairstylist and business owner Sarah Lyons is photographed smiling on the front of the Irish Independent. Inside, she says she's excited to get her Meath salon back into the swing of things, back into the reality of it, adding, "We're lucky this time around. It's not our first rodeo, it's our third one." Below the interview with Miss Lyons, the paper spoke to restaurant owner Perry Lynn of Cornucopia on Dublin's Wicklow Street, who, while welcoming the return of outdoor dining, said the difference would be marginal for restaurants like his with little space outside. "It doesn't help so much if we only have outside seating, so we're not over-enthusiastic about that development, and it's just gone on far too long on takeaway mode," he said. The prospect of eating out is on the front of the Irish Sun, which leads with "Turn on, June in, dine out," alongside a photograph of the Taoiseach delivering yesterday evening's speech, which, the paper says, promised a summer of fun. And haircuts are on the mind of headline writers in the Irish Daily Star this morning, who run with split ends in sight for their front page. On the front of the Examiner is the appeal yesterday from Garda Commissioner Drew Harris to survivors of mother and baby homes to contact Gardaí amid concern that some were victims of rape, incest or abuse. The killing of an elderly Vietnamese man at his flat on Dublin's Cork Street gets front page coverage on The Star. And on page 2 of the Daily Mail and in several other papers this morning, the story that Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar yesterday said all publicly funded schools should adhere to government policy by including LGBT relationships in all sex education programmes. His comments come after Flourish, the new sex education programme for Catholic primary schools composed by the Irish Bishops' Council, stated that the church's teaching on marriage between a man and a woman cannot be omitted. Going back to the big story of the day, and Paul Cullen on page 2 of the Irish Times writes his analysis of the decisions announced yesterday, the impact of the lockdown and the effectiveness of vaccinations. "There will be bumps along the road," he writes. "There's the rest of the world to vaccinate, an important consideration in the reopening of international travel. From now on, though, any rise in cases has to be placed in a new context, as the proportion of cases progressing to serious illness and death will be greatly reduced." He adds, "For now, we have won the right to enjoy the summer and the hard-earned freedoms it will bring."